Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Welcome to day 239. The Justice Department asked a federal judge to block enforcement of a new Texas law that effectively bans almost all abortions in the state. The DOJ argued that the state adopted the law, which took effect this month after the Supreme Court refused to block its enforcement, gravely and irreparably impaired women's ability to exercise their constitutional right to an abortion across the state. The 45-page emergency motion comes after the Biden administration sued Texas last week, asserting that the law, which allows private citizens to file civil lawsuits against anyone who helps a woman terminate her pregnancy, was passed in open defiance of the Constitution. Moving on, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff called China twice in the final months of the Trump administration to reassure them that Trump had no plans to attack China. This according to Peril, a new book by the Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. Things may look unsteady, General Mark Milley told his counterpart, General Li Zhuxiang of China, on January 8th, just 2 days after Trump supporters attacked the Capitol to try to stop the certification of his election loss. He continued, "But that's the nature of democracy, General Li. We are 100% steady. Everything is fine. But democracy can be sloppy sometimes." Milley was also reportedly so concerned that Trump would go rogue that he convened a secret meeting later that day with senior military officials to remind them that the strict procedures are explicitly designed to avoid inadvertent mistakes or accident or nefarious, unintentional, illegal, immoral, unethical launching of the world's most dangerous weapons. Milley added, "And I'm part of that procedure." Following the revelations, Trump called for dumbass Milley to be arrested for treason. The White House, meanwhile, said Biden has complete confidence in Milley. Meanwhile, a federal judge denied Trump's request to stop E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit against him from moving forward. The ruling allows for the case to proceed as an appeals court weighs whether Trump is immune from the lawsuit. Carroll alleges that Trump assaulted her on the Bergdorf Goodman department store in 1995 or 1996, and then defamed her by calling her a liar when she went public with her claims in 2019. Trump and the Justice Department have argued that Trump cannot be sued because the comments were made while he was president. Moving on, the number of Americans living in poverty fell to a record low last year due to the pandemic relief aid that Congress enacted. The U.S. Census Bureau reported poverty fell to 9.1% in 2020, the lowest rate on record, down from 11.8% in 2019. The Census Bureau estimates that the direct checks lifted 11.7 million people out of poverty last year, while unemployment benefits and food assistance prevented an additional 10.3 million people from falling into poverty. Meanwhile, 1 in 500 Americans have died from COVID-19 in the 19 months since the nation's first reported coronavirus infection. As of Tuesday night, 663,913 people in total in the U.S. have died of COVID-19. The country averaged more than 1,800 new COVID-19 deaths each day over the past week. Roughly 62% of Americans have now received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, last among the world's seven wealthiest democracies. And finally, the FDA declined to endorse Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shot, saying the vaccines are currently approved to provide sufficient protection against severe disease and death from COVID-19 without the need for additional doses. The FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee is scheduled to review the report on Friday and to recommend whether or not the agency should approve Pfizer's application for a coronavirus booster shot. The Biden administration, meanwhile, wants to begin offering booster shots to the general public starting next week, pending authorization from the FDA. The U.S. has already purchased a combined 1 billion doses from Pfizer and Moderna. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.